A Slice of Life in the CLC, seventh in a series. These are snapshots of congregations from around the Church of the Lutheran Confession. Our Savior's Evangelical Lutheran Church, Jamestown, North Dakota. Quote, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Philippians 3:20. In 1931, a layman, William Arndt, moved to Jamestown, North Dakota, with his family. Eight souls gathered in his home in August of that year to hear the gospel preached by the Reverend Eugene Hinderer, a Wisconsin Synod pastor serving in Tappan, North Dakota, about 45 miles to the west. They began renting a church building from the Free Church for $5 a month. They worshipped in the basement because the sanctuary was unfinished. Also unfinished was the exterior, which was covered in tar paper and awaiting stucco. For this reason, the building was known to the area residents as the Black Church. In 1934, the property came up for sale, and the congregation, by then well-established, purchased it. Our Savior's Evangelical Lutheran Church had found a permanent home at the intersection of 4th Street and 5th Avenue Southeast in Jamestown. The parsonage, a spacious home one block south, was purchased later. The congregation began a Christian day school in the church basement in 1947, with an opening enrollment of 29 students. In April 1959, Our Savior sent a memorial to the Convention of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, asking them to acknowledge their error and offense for failing to break fellowship with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. These and similar memorials were rejected by the Synod, and Pastor Helmuth E. Rutz instructed the church membership in these matters. The voters were led by Spirit and Scripture to withdraw from the Wells that September. The congregation applied for membership in the fledgling CLC in October of 1960 and was formally accepted into the CLC in January of 1961. As the years passed, many faithful servants preached the gospel of forgiveness in Christ Jesus from the pulpit and taught the youth in the Christian day school. In the early 1970s, a summer camp was begun, which was eventually named Rough Rider. In the early 1980s, a dedicated school building was built across the intersection from the church. Our Saviors continued to operate a Christian day school until 2006. Recently, the church has undergone extensive renovation, especially to the basement, where everything from floor to ceiling was replaced and the kitchen was repositioned and rebuilt. Also new is an elevator which gives access from the outside street level to both the sanctuary and the basement. A dedication service and open house are planned following completion of the project. Our Savior's is a congregation of about 115 souls and 75 communicants. We worship on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. year-round and have adult Bible class and Sunday school at 9 a.m. during the school year. Quote, "Wolf class," end quote, is a less formal weeknight Bible class named for a departed sister who loved Bible study. It is held about twice a month. The outreach group meets irregularly to find ideas for sharing the gospel with the community and making our church more visible. Recent efforts in outreach have included participation in the annual local Christmas parade with a float, distributing information and promotional materials at the local University Street Fair, and planning for signage around town. The history of Our Savior's shows God's faithful hand guiding and providing for his believers in Jamestown. For these blessings we give glory to him. James Naumann is pastor of Our Savior's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Jamestown, North Dakota.